Homily for Monday, March 1st. We have entered the second week of Lent. We remember that Lent, as the Old English word means, is to be for us a springtime. Lent is to be a time during which we plant what we see our spirits needing. We actively give direction and focus to how we want to be, to what or who we want to become. Of course, our model will always be Jesus, but our times and our choices have made us such as we are now. They have made us who we have become. And now, we deliberately and prayerfully decide how, like Christ, we want to become. So Christ is our guide, our model, and our challenge. And that's what makes us his disciples. A disciple learns from his teacher how to live. Personally, I think we have made the mistake of overemphasizing much too much that a disciple learns from his teacher how to think. While that's true, discipleship, especially the discipleship Jesus calls us to, is fundamentally a matter of how we actually live in this world, and above all for Jesus, how we treat people. With that in mind, let us hear the words of today's Gospel from Luke as clear directions for how we are to treat people. Jesus' words to us bear repetition. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. These words of Jesus certainly do bear repetition. We seem to be living in a world where we judge first, and only in that context of judgment do we then listen to one another. Judging and condemning has become the way we approach life and approach people. What a far cry that is from Jesus' direct call to us as disciples to become merciful. To become merciful because we say we want to be godlike. We want to be godly people. And Jesus tells us mercy defines God's character. For Jesus, God without mercy is no God, and a disciple without mercy has given up following him. Now, mercy has never been easy for us humans. And for us now, mercy has become a very steep uphill. In fact, we can't do mercy at all without God's help, without God's grace. We need God's mercy for us to become merciful toward others. We need to ask God to give us the grace of his mercy. And again, given how uphill mercy is for us, we need to ask constantly throughout the day for the grace of God's mercy. We could become a little creative and make for ourselves a kind of scripture mantra, something like, "Stop judging and you will not be judged. O God, give me your grace and your mercy. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. O God, give me your grace and your mercy." Such repeated acts of awareness waken us to the constant call of Jesus to us, his fallible and flawed disciples. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. And in time, we might find ourselves becoming a little more understanding toward others, and even perhaps a little more understanding toward ourselves.